Well, first of all, mechanization is a very essential input to agricultural production. But with mechanization, it is also very important to reduce the drudgery for small farmers, women farmers. It was actually this drudgery in the last century that triggered the evolving of agricultural technology and mechanization in Europe and Americas. And it is the same drudgery that at this moment in many parts of developing countries causes the migration of the youth and the abundance of the use of agriculture and going to the cities for looking for alternative employment. It's really hard work to prepare the lands, to do the weeding, do the harvesting with tools, hand tools that are often very simple and very low tech. I mean, if we want to attract the next generation for farming, we need to help the youth in the rural areas of Africa, for example, to have also access to at least what's available on the market in Europe in terms of agricultural mechanization technology.
What needs to be done?
Well, for FAO, for us, it's really important to help the governments to create an enabling environment for sustainable agricultural mechanization policies and strategies for our country and maybe even for the region. It is a lot of stakeholders that have to make mechanization work. We have the private sector, the suppliers of machinery and equipment, and these can be local producers, like even blacksmiths. It is also the international players that have a role to play, because small farmers may not have enough land or a farm that is big enough to afford certain type of equipment. These are the ones who will do the job efficiently for the community, for farmer groups, and for small entrepreneurs in agriculture.
And why are small-scale farmers generally overlooked?
Well, it is the nature of mechanization that, of course, the bigger the field, the easier it is actually for a machinery designer to create a machine that is then obviously larger and bigger. However, the reality in the rural areas and in the world is that about 80% of the farmers are actually still smallholder farmers and family farmers. So this is sometimes overlooked by the machinery industry. I think there should be a new look at who are actually the clients and what are the needs of those clients. And maybe here and there, the designers of machinery we have to readjust to slightly more lean, efficient, and actually smaller equipment for the majority of the farmers in the world.
And what are the implications if these issues are not dealt with?
Well, if we don't manage to have a sustainable mechanization strategy in place, there's a big risk that specifically the smallholder farmers may not have access to the latest technology and machinery for agriculture. And with that risk, we may continue in this ongoing vicious cycle of rural youth leaving the farms and migrating to the urban places to look for jobs that maybe not be there. So that's a big risk here, actually. After all, we are supposed to feed 2 billion people in the next 30 years, plus 2 billion people, and increasing agricultural productivity is a major objective. However, it is also important to increase agricultural production in a sustainable way,